Now this is a dictation for Wade, W-A-D-E, Speakerman, S-P-I-E-K-E-R-M-A-N, January 1274, addressed as a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, a follow-up Mr. Speakerman, advanced renal failure, nephrotic syndrome, probably from diabetic nephropathy, and secondary FSGS associated to obesity. No biopsy has been done. All serology has been negative. Left shoulder surgery has been postponed. Significant discomfort in that area. Unable to go back to work. Decreased range of motion, significant pain but no anti-inflammatory agents. Has gained weight from the last visit, September 269, present in 280. Says to be eating well. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, stable edema, no claudication symptoms. Denied chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, no use of oxygen, orthopnea, PND. Other review system has been negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight diabetes, cholesterol management, lisinopril, Farxiga, and Actos. Next paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 80, alert intestine 3, obesity, respiratory cardiovascular no abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, stable edema, decreased range of motion left shoulder. Next paragraph, chemistries. Normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. Present creatinine 3.6, representing a GFR of 20. Anemia of 12 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4. Next number, Lyle, diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Next number, nephrotic syndrome, Lyle, diabetic nephropathy and given obesity, hyperfiltration, secondary FSGS, but no biopsy has been done, all serology has been negative, including ones for membranous nephropathy. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue to monitor. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next paragraph, presently minor hypotension and metabolic acidosis to be watched over time. I did not change present medications. Farxiga usually is not used for GFR less than 30, but he appears to be tolerating. I call orthopedic doctor, Dr. Hersey, H-E-R-S-E-Y, about the left shoulder surgery. From the renal standpoint, there is no contraindications. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents, of course. In terms of prophylaxis, given a prior history of MRSA and foot osteomyelitis, use daptomycin instead of vancomycin. Wait, will do blood testing on a monthly basis and come back in 3 months.